God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You ever been in a tight spot? You feel like you're being squeezed between a lion on one side and a cliff on the other? God's people have always known that feeling. I think about the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt with the most powerful army on the face of God's earth behind them in hot pursuit and a great sea ahead of them. And they did not know what to do. And yet, God parted the seas, God provided for his people, God defeated the enemy, God protected his own, and God received the glory for it. In Exodus chapter 15, the Bible says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord." And one of the lines in that song goes like this: "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." So he is, and he has become. He's my strength, he's my song, and my salvation. What a wonderful truth. So God provided for his people, and Moses led the people in a song of praise as soon as that had finished. Later on in Psalm 118, that song was partly codified. It was put in the hymnal, as it were, and we find it in Psalm 118. Psalm 118 begins by saying this in verse 1, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth," how long? "Forever." And so centuries later, God's people still had cause to thank God. Verse 14 says, "The Lord is my strength, and song has become my salvation." So we find the same verse yet again in Isaiah chapter 12. You find the same, at least part of the same song. This is written quite a bit different time than Exodus, and quite a bit later, different than time than the Psalms. And yet in Isaiah chapter 12, speaking of a future time, the Bible says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee." And then here's part of the psalm: "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." So he is, and he has become. And then in Revelation chapter 15, in a time far in the future, verse 3 says this: "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God." So here's reference to Moses and his song, perhaps a different song. "And the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." So the song of Moses, and there may be more than one, the song of Moses is a song of praise. And can I just tell you something this morning? It is always wise for God's people to look back and see him in their story. To think, you know, we were slaves in Egypt, and God parted the seas. We were starving in the wilderness, and God provided food from heaven. We were, but we are. He is God, and he has become my salvation. So many times it's easier to countenance the problems of the moment instead of giving praise for the things that God has provided in the past. And to recognize God's provision in the past is to give us courage for whatever may come in the future, though we do not know the future. So we should look back and see God in our story, and we should look forward and see God in our lives as well. Because really this is written present tense about a future time. So the bottom line is, it puts courage in me today to know that beyond the unknown future, I will still have cause to thank him. And you will too.